PR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is pressing his G8 counterparts to adopt economic stimulus measures to deal with the Eurozone's debt crisis and put less emphasis on austerity. He made it clear he's siding with French President François Hollande, who he met for the first time today, as the G8 summit got underway at Camp David. Hollande, meanwhile, informed Mr. Obama he plans to make good on a campaign promise to withdraw French combat troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year. NATO's chief military spokesman in Afghanistan, Carsten Jakobsen, says the alliance will have to deal with troop pullouts.
This is a major challenge for the coming years to the end of 2014, to take the right amount of forces out at the right time and to take the right capabilities out at the right time.
Afghanistan will be a major focus at the NATO summit that starts Sunday in Chicago. Coinciding with the back-to-back summits, hundreds of demonstrators converged in downtown Chicago today for a rally. Simone Orendine reports the country's largest nurses union led the program, and Occupy protesters joined in as they marched to Chicago's financial district.
About 400 people yelled out against financial institutions, the G8 and NATO, and championed the environment and other causes. They had just left a big rally headed by the group National Nurses United. The nurses' union is calling for a 50-cent tax on every $100 that banks use on trade investments. Karen Higgins is a co-president of the union.
We are watching and seeing Wall Street throwing our money away as we see people suffer and die. It will not continue.
Protests to raise awareness on several causes are building up to a major day of action that will take place Sunday, the first day of the NATO summit in Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Chicago.
Facebook hit the stock market today, not with a bang, but more like a whimper, NPR's Zoe Chase reports.
Facebook IPO was such a huge deal when it debuted this morning. It exploded so much that trading of the company shut down on the NASDAQ. Then the NASDAQ fixed itself so people could buy and sell shares. And then the stock market began going down. What gives? Jade Sullivan's a trader.
That 15 minutes of fame is over, and they're focusing now on sovereign debt crisis in Spain and Greece. And all the goings-on in Europe, everybody is worried about losing their money.
The world bond and treasury and currency markets, Sullivan points out, are about 500 to 1,000 times larger than a Facebook IPO. Also, Facebook...
Is it a great idea? Yeah. Is it cool? Yeah. Do you make money? Kind of.
It's a wild card. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 73 points. The NASDAQ lost 34. This is NPR. 37 states saw a drop in jobless rates last month. The Labor Department reports unemployment rose in 5 states. The government says employers added 1 million jobs over the past 5 months, but the pace of hiring slowed in March and April. If you're a baby boomer, federal health officials say you should get tested for hepatitis C. The virus kills 15,000 Americans a year, but is treatable if caught early. And as NPR's Richard Harris reports, a lot of baby boomers have it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 2 million people born between 1945 and 1966 are infected with hepatitis C. Most people don't know they're carrying this blood-borne virus, but it's a leading cause of liver disease, including cancer. Hepatitis C is usually treatable if it's detected before someone gets seriously ill, so health officials are now calling for a national campaign aimed at baby boomers. Most infected Americans are in that cohort because the virus spread silently for many years before there was a test to detect it. The CDC is proposing a one-time testing campaign aimed at this age group. It could identify 800,000 infections. The recommendation is currently a proposal, open to public comment, and it will be finalized later this year. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Mississippi police say a suspected gunman who killed 2 motorists may not have been posing as a policeman when he committed the roadside murders. They arrested suspect James Willie Tuesday morning. Police originally said Willie was able to force the drivers to the side of remote roads by pretending to be a traffic cop in an unmarked car. They now say it's not clear that's the case and that Willie shot and killed the 2 victims as part of a robbery attempt. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.